Welcome to another episode, the Thanksgiving. Episode number 16 of the Be Cool Motherfucker podcast. I am live in the kitchen table waiting room, the foyer. I got a vignette for you. Don't tell me what to do. You don't just listen, Hold on. Let's get this right. I'm the only one talking here. There's no fucking extra credit. If you want, I'll let you chime in when I'm ready for you. Let's get the intro in. Sorry about that. We are sponsored by Grilla's Garage. Let's you know that ad will be coming in further down the episode. Actually, I'm not going to be able to do it, but Lebanese Drake will have that for me to play here in a little bit. We didn't have the intro because he was fucking around with his turkey. Got it nice and buttered up. Brined. Unbelievable brine. Something about apple cider. I'm feeling good. It's Thanksgiving. It's good to be here with you. I can't come to grasp that there's someone walking around what now while I'm doing this podcast. So this could be distracting. I got a nice bud with me. I already smoked some bud. So it's not really a wakey-bakey because I had two mimosas prior to this thanks to Luka Doncic of Colchester. You know how that is. Rymo also with the 9.69 Chronic. Still trying to catch my breath. It's been a long week. I'm fighting off this cold. I don't even have the cold now. But the voice still, I can hear it raspy. There's a little rasp, and I think it's because of Navy. You just have to move on at some point. And I love that this guy is just on his phone swiping away. That, like, there's nothing better to do. Is that Ben and Jerry's? Hey, stop fucking with me. So anyway. Oh, yeah. Yes. So, good reminder. Special Thanksgiving. You know what I didn't do, what I realized when I did the special thanks episode, was I didn't specifically name names. And I've come to terms with a little thing, a little motto in my life says, I ain't dropping no names. Snitches get stitches. But what I will say, listen to this. Grilla's Garage, obviously top of the list. They're the sponsor. They make things happen weekly for all of us, so we do appreciate the boss and Lebanese Drake, okay? Shout out both of them. And it could be Lebanese Drake boss, but whatever way you want to slice it, it's a mutual difference somewhere. So that being said, the Colchester Luka, you know who you are. Rymo, you know who you are. Papa Falby, you know who you are. Let's not forget another early November birthday. McKegney, you know who you are. Steve, you know who you are. Jackie with the rides. With the turkey dinners, you know who you are. Skating on ice out here. Waterboarding. It's probably not a Thanksgiving tradition, but it could happen. Water skiing. You can't forget about the little Moncton Milf Keef. Beautiful decals, stickers. We're going to be slapping all over Burlington. Make sure they know who the new papa in town is. Congratulations on having a child. You and Bex. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. Drive safely back home. I know it's probably happening tonight. A little snow on the ground out here. It's sticking. Not to the roads. Obviously, interesting, an 8 mile. It's only an 8 mile. When you go through different parts of it, it's the roads are all clean. But when you get close to the 187, you know, the snow's sticking. I'm still trying to come to terms with being 40 years old. And I don't know if we should get into it too much. But I have a little headache. You know, if there is some ibuprofen in here or something, I could definitely use some of that. Some Advil. Some Aleve, even a placebo, some gummy bears or something like that. That'll work. I'm not, you know. I've been known to stay by a fire till the sun rose. So I don't know if you've been a part of that kind of lifestyle. But I don't recommend it for a long-term choice for excitement. But once or twice a year, it never hurt nobody. I mean, I'm sure somebody got fucked up off it. But that's... I can't complain about that. You just leave that closed. It'll be all right. And just chirping from afar over here. There's something to watch. Now I'm watching something while I'm recording this, and I'm still trying to, you know, get my bearings on that. So if you can bear with me, I would take some Tylenol or something. I think those Rosé mimosas are getting to me. Red Bull vodka, maybe? Oh, look, Compton. Someone's drinking eggnog. Oh, yeah, the clear one. It's ringing in my ear. That reverb's still in my head. So I'm sitting and looking at a Japanese swing right now. The sex dungeon kind of thing. It's got chains. It's got an arch to it. I tried to sit in it, but it didn't feel like my little cracker ass was supposed to be in it. I can't believe I was telling someone yesterday, 16 straight weeks this podcast has come out. Now, there can be arguments on if we are bettering ourselves by doing this, but I think doing something for 16 straight weeks consistently needs a nod. And I think that the appreciation has to go. That's why I did a thanks special, because I knew I couldn't do the episode yesterday, and I wanted to do it today, and luckily I remembered that this option was available for me on our provider Podbean. Shout out to them. And obviously, shout out to Gorilla's Garage for taking care of the Podbean. But I think we have to be happy that we got 16 straight weeks of this. Because consistency will get you further than your skill will. And that's a topic that we hit on once in a while. We talk about, we stray. We don't want to get into how we're breaking down our social lifestyle. But look, I mean, this thing, I feel like I'm cutting the fucking Habib on this one. Javi. Folks, I'm drinking a gold-rimmed, and this does have some German writing on it, gold-rimmed Red Bull vodka. RBV. Yes, yes, yes. And I got a Budweiser next to me, so this is just more birthday shenanigans. I don't know exactly where we're going to fall here, but we're only 7 minutes in. The dogs are... you'll be all right, though. It's good for you. Oh, you're still dry. You'll be all right. Lay down. Barkley's out here talking shit. Wants to hump a leg. Cocoa butter is in the house. Oh, you'll be all right. We're not too excited, but I am very excited for this Buffalo fucking Bills game today. Versus the Cowboys. Beat those boys. I'm looking for a lot of Cole Beasley revenge game. Going back to Dallas. Maybe two nice streaks right up the slot receiver style. There's three other games. I don't even know what the games are today. I don't even care. You know why? Because the Bills are playing at 4:30. You'd never see the Buffalo Bills playing on Thanksgiving. It's been a long, long time. We can count those years. Probably you're going to need more appendages than I have. It's been a long, long time. I got to shout out Ryman one more time for this 9.69 week, because it is continuing on to this process that we are giving just more Thanksgiving treats. More love that I forgot the name. Problematic. How about you, Mr. Arthur? Mama Cheryl, don't forget. It was great to FaceTime you on Steve's birthday. It was a beautiful, I don't remember most of it, but I remember seeing you. That was one of the things I do remember from that night. It was nice to be at the JCAT and actually be at one of your restaurants, you know, the one you like. I'm glad you got the shoes, the driving boots back on. And I appreciate everything. Thank you very much. The ability to do this on a whim is what makes it so easy to do. You know, I've told my stories of debauchery. No fables, all truths, no lies. We're still dealing with all this Republican, Democrat nonsense. We're still talking about guns. People are dying every day. Still talking about these illegals. But what are we going to do, folks? We have to come to terms with something at the end of the day. We can't just sit idly by as our beliefs destroy others. There's many episodes that you can go back in history and, you know, point the finger of, oh yeah, we could have done that earlier. That should have been illegal then. We should have made that choice at that point. We have the ability to look back and see what was easily a choice that should have been made. But it took us so long to come to that conclusion. At the peril of onions falling and people getting stinky. You know, the blood's already on our hands. All we're talking about is a matter of degree. Okay, folks? I don't want this Thanksgiving special to be dwarfed in a chasm of despair. But we have to talk about these things on the day of Thanksgiving to know where we have been and where we can go. Because this day is not about race. This day is about giving thanks. This is not about hundreds of years of oppression. No. This is about giving thanks. This is what we should be doing today. But we can't forget about the past if we want to get to the future. But we have to recognize what's good is good and what's bad is bad. And appreciate the good. Don't just try to warp how bad the bad is. Don't expand that. There's a lot of good out here. You don't see that every day. The news does not promote a lot of good. You don't see a lot of gift-giving and philanthropy on the news. You see me pointing the finger and saying, you're a scumbag. And let's all judge him or her. There's always a bad guy out there. And let's just expand that. I can tell you, I can smell some smells right now. The scents in the air. The aromas. Smells garlicky. Nice garlic. I hope you all are enjoying your Thanksgiving. If you are listening to me on Thanksgiving, turn me off right now. Go enjoy the family. Then come back like Black Friday when you're fucking around. You know, you got nothing better to do. You're sitting in the parking lot trying to get a parking spot. Turn me on. That's when you want to listen. Not today. If this is Thanksgiving, turn me the fuck off. And you're welcome. And welcome back. So, like, you know, I got a dog licking my foot. I got a Red Bull vodka. Now he's in my shoes. He's trying to get the cocoa butter. I love life. 40 years old in a day now. How about that? I got a headache. I can feel it creeping in. They call it migraines. Is this what a migraine is supposed to be? I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going to cook because, I mean, I got, four more hours till this Bills game? I got to still cook. I told you I might not make it. There's snow on the ground out here. Inches coming in. Some idiots are playing football in this. It rained for 2 days straight. Mud. It didn't freeze last night. But now there's 2 inches of snow outside. Now I got another Red Bull vodka coming. Oh, it's a little clinger. Was that an apple cider vodka? What is that one? Apple cider. This thing burning? This thing is smoking. Fucking drink. I'm going to start hitting these drinks, folks. If you hear the jiggle, just let me know. Get out of here, Barks. So, yeah, let's get back to the things, man. The Celtics keep on winning. Win last night. Kemba came back. 38, 39 points I think he had. Knives are being sharped. Things are going crazy out here. I got a drink and a glass. A clear glass that's smoking. Something about cinnamon. Cardamom. Come a chameleon. that happen? So we got a fucking hot toddy, right? this is the joint. I got to take a sip of this thing. It's still burning my lips. Oh my God. Is that Captain Morgan's?
Admiral Nelson.
I don't even know what that is, man.
Captain Morgan's.
That's not Malibu? No. Whew. I don't know if it's liquor or the spice. I gotta take another sip of this. Cleared out my sinuses, though. People drink that for fun? That's a... I like the cider taste at the end. Is that cinnamon? Right, a little dry. I like that. No, no, no. That's never an issue. Now he's chiming in, folks. You see that? Have a conversation. Chime in. No, there's never enough rum. So anyways, folks, if you want to know who's talking right now, it is Lebanese Drake. He is half of our sponsorship of the Grillers Garage. Just to let you know. And that is in South Burlington. You know, you know where it is because you've Googled it. You've hit them up. Nothing could stop me. I'm all the way up. This hot toddy, though, is a drink. This could be a thing here. Never had a hot toddy. Talked about it a lot. No wonder people drink this shit. That gets you fucked up with all that heat. Gets right in your bloodstream. So let's forget about the despair, right? This is what this day is. Nothing but love, baby. Nothing but motherfucking love. Barkley, I'm trying to fuck my hand. I'm fucking sitting here live, folks. I got a hot toddy, a Bud Heavy, and a RBV. And I don't know how I'm supposed to handle these things. I was supposed to get a little high, too. That one's fading right now. It's kind of like doing a live show right now. Like, I feel like I'm on stage. Because there's other things going on. And I can see how easy it would be one-on-one to have a conversation back and forth because you're actually having a conversation. But the things that are happening here, I'm not really mingling with those other entities at this point. And if I was, that probably could get it nice and popping for you. But the thing is, like Thanksgiving, food needs to be cooked. So that's what's going on here. And I'm not going to pressure anyone to, do what they can't do. I mean, I've already been served three drinks, really. And the man's on a mission. His boots are off, which is that's a plus.
You asking me a question?
Oh, no. I was having a discussion with myself and the audience. Listen, I'll tell you. I'll give you a question when I'm ready.
Yes,
Amasa. Got him. Easy, Lebanese. You get what you get. I'm sorry for the pauses, but I have to have these drinks because they're in front of me. The longer they sit, the worse they get. You know what I'm saying? I want the bubbles. I like all the bubbles. And I think you should too. I mean, if it's Friday, if it's Friday and you're out there shopping, stop in the Chili's, get a little platinum margarita. Don't think twice about it. You know, don't eat any of the food for Christ's sakes, but just get a platinum margarita and then go back to it. Or if you're with the kids, get them a little chicken fingers or something. But get yourself a drink and relax, you know? No, and listen, you're not doing a bad job, you're doing a great job. You know, not spending money on loved ones is not doesn't say that you're the best parent. But if you make a good Christmas for a child, or a good holiday, a Hanukkah, then yeah, that's great. See a smile on your kid's face. Don't beat them in a corner or her. You know? Spread what you, how you treat others how you want to be treated. I mean, I'm probably not the best example of that, but if I'm talking to you, I love you. That's how it is. I want to make sweet love to you. You know, I've had a lot of relationships go sour. Mostly with women. Probably 99% with women. You know, I made amends with the mistakes I've made. I've come to terms with that. And I think that's the only way you can move forward, right? You have to accept who you are at some point. You can't change who you are. You say these things, and then you think about them when you're saying it. And that's why I'm choking on my own fucking words now. You can change who you are. There's no doubt about that. But the essence of what you are, your soul, people know who that is. And if you don't, you're blind to it. If you're trying to, you're trying to export something else, that's a difficult task. You know, if you're a basketball fan, it's hard to be a soccer fan. Just switching. Oh, go from my hands to my feet. You see what I'm saying? Minus the distance between those two things. I mean, you could put them together. Some motherfuckers got legs for hands, right? They're fucking running. Running man. But you get the point. Let's not harp on that. But I think that's what Thanksgiving is too, you know? It all is embodied in what this day represents. Get out of the trash.
Good advice.
Yes, get out of the trash. That might be the name of this episode. Get out the trash. You don't need anything extra out here. I think my headache just went away with that laughter. No, it's back. The sounds of this Red Bull and that ice, one ice cube in there dancing around, just floating around in the bubbles of life. There's nothing that makes me hornier than onions being chopped. I'll tell you that. I just love seeing people in the kitchen working. One of my favorite things to get paid for, working in a dungeon kitchen while people are watching every move. People that ordered the food get to watch you through the fucking crevices. And I like that. I like that challenge. I think that's what makes you good at what you do. Someone has seen, that's why I like an open kitchen. If I go to a restaurant, I like an open kitchen. That's why these chefs, a lot of people don't know how food's supposed to be cooked. So, you could get away with murder if you wanted to. But making a pizza is not fucking, rocket science here. You got to throw a little dough. Put something in it, on it, over it, you put it in the oven and it's done. You're doing, 30% of the work. Because someone else made the cheese, you know what I'm saying? I did shred the cheese, but someone got me the cheese that I thus shredded. But I never thought about these processes when I was just watching the Food Network until I was in a kitchen doing that. So you got to appreciate what these people are doing on a daily basis. Everybody. From the goddamn iron workers to the guy who is getting 300 million bonuses every year. Everybody in between. You got to appreciate these people. True, there are a lot of scumbags out there. We know them. You can name them probably. But, let's not just throw the Walmart greeter to the side just because we're not there, Someone's got to say hi because no one in the store is going to, not even the fucking people at the register. The state I live in, very progressive. During Halloween, there was mermaids out there, mermen. I don't know what was going on. But you just got to keep going. But you don't see people snickering. But they will go back to their home going, I can't believe what I'm doing. Yeah. Usually that's from Moncton or Ferrisburg. But that's what you're going to get. And, you know, once you get into paved roads, you see the progress happening. But it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while because there's a lot of dirt out there. And we can't clean it up just with one mop. Englow, shout out to you. Let's get a sponsorship, Mr. Clean. Bald guy, you know, if we can. Let's get a little help out here. Let's get some aid to the people. Fucking Barkley running around in here, prancing. I feel like all here is the prancing. What do you want, fucking stilettos? Get out of here, you rat. Don't chew on that dildo on the floor. What is this? This pink giblet, dude, is out of control. It just looks like a skinny little pig dick. Oh, I'm dying. If you saw what I saw right now, people, I got to take a picture. Can you take a picture of that and send it to me, Instagram? Yeah, thank you. Oh, shit. I'm tearing up, folks. That little pig pink dick. I want to know what that was a part of originally. Because what it looks like now, folks, is a circumcised, you know, one of those hot dogs that are pickled? But it's pink. It's not red. This thing is pink. Very nice. We'll put that on the Twitter and Instagram, @Reese45MC. That's R-E-E-S-E 45MC. And if you're there, you might as well click on the sound, click and go to SoundCloud, listen to the music. Don't forget YouTube, Pro Momo Gaming. We don't fuck around. Twitch, also. We did the UVM basket. This is nothing. I didn't even talk about this. Unbelievable. So, we've talked about 2K and what are my, you know, my thoughts on that. And this is, regardless of the video game world, you're going to appreciate this. So, what I did, there's a feature in 2K where you can have your My Team. Now, My Team is, people say that it has a little gambling because there's some wheels and there's some, you know, there's luck of the draw if you buy packs, which takes currency, whether in-game or currency that you buy from your own pocket. So you buy packs, and a pack, it's like a regular baseball cards or something like that. If you buy a pack, you get players' cards, and they're either good cards, you know. So that's what baseball cards is about, you know. There's rare cards that are better or more valuable than other cards. You know, you might find a Roger Clemens card, which is trash, but a Derek Jeter rookie card, you know, probably worth $15. Okay? So that's what we're talking about. So they do have a value like that because there's an auction house where you can buy these cards or bid on them with the same currency. Other than risking your chances and buying the packs where you might have a 10% chance of actually getting a card on that value scale. I can't believe I'm fucking talking like this right now. The drinks, the weed, and I'm over here talking about value scales? Someone's going to give an applause for that. My nose is stuffed too. I'm noticing that. I got to pause here. I got to blow my nose. So not to get too deep in on the My Team thing, but once you get to a certain level, then you can create your own basketball court, your arena, your jerseys, away and home. So what I thought would be cool to do, if I made our local college team, which is not the worst basketball team in college basketball, definitely not the best. I mean, if they win their conference tournament at the end of the year, they probably get 16th seed or 15th seed. And once or twice they shined out a little bit, but never got past the first round. They beat Syracuse in the round of 64, but who gives a fuck? Great. I mean, people, you know, people love that. It's just like the guy who goes to the same football games for 50 years as high school. I mean, come on. You got to move on, man. After senior year, it's over with. You don't need to be a booster. Get the fuck out of here, man. Let these kids fucking live their life. Don't let anyone else live your life or live. Don't live your life through someone else. You gotta live your own life. It's okay. You have to. I will guarantee you. There's no other path. You can try, but that's not your path, Evan. If you're living someone else's life, that's not your path anymore. You've given up on your path. You've not drinking your hot toddy. I hate to be blunt, but that's the way it is. This is not my opinion. This is just reality. Just go ahead. It doesn't matter where you go with your boots. Just put your fucking boots on and live that life. No one's going to judge you for that. I'm 40 years old. I wear a Tupac hoodie and sweatpants, and no one's going to fucking tell me what the fuck to do. You know why? Because I don't care. And if you want to tell me something, I'll listen. But if it's not going to be constructive to the progress of where I am mentally, good luck. I don't want to be in your put-down area. No one's going to put me none night and put me in the corner because you're sad. I don't want to deal with that. If you are sad and you want to lean on my shoulder, I have no problem with that. I love that. This is what the Be Cool podcast is about. Being there for others. But you're there for me. You know what I'm saying? All of y'all are there for me. There's nowhere I can lean better than what this podcast has done. I got freedom of, I got a headache right now, but I got freedom of thought, you know. I have the ability to make these choices and to explain those when I do make them. And I think the honesty, like that's another one, the honesty of being able to talk to yourself and, you know, trying to get points across that, you know, sometimes you run amok in your own mouth, but it's not, I mean, you have to, again, be aware of who you are. Trust who you are. And if you don't, learn to. Because it's not easy. I will tell you that. It's not the most simplest thing to understand that. What? Are you nodding over there? I'm asking a question now.
I am nodding.
Okay. So we do have agreements here. But different views. See, that's what I'm saying. We should have agreements on certain things. But we're not going to get back into that. But so we are on this positive tip, man. We are on the good vibes. And this is, it's odd that I get high off of some 9.69 weed. I can have three different drinks in front of me. This hot toddy, though, is really... Oh, man, this thing is good. I was coming to a thought. Let me just explain this to you. I was coming to a thought, but I could feel the hot toddy in me. And I think it's the cinnamon that's accenting this fucking cider too much. I mean, not too much, but not as a bad thing. But it's like accenting it where it makes, oh, man, it's like all over inside my jowls. Like I get a little springer, like having a pickle. You ever had a nice pickle? A little dill kosher? Fuck off. No bread and butter. Listen, if you eat bread and butter pickles and you talk about pickles, get the fuck out of here with the pickles. Get a kosher. Get a nice dill pickle. Big fat one. Kind of like those that dildo hot dog I was talking about. But the pickle side, not the hot dog. That's, you see one of those next to the register? Stick your hand in there and get it. It doesn't even have a screw top. It's just that fucking metal thing. Like, you know, you remember, shit, the original It? Like, you'd see at the pharmacy. It was just, like, they would have those cowtail candies or some shit. That's some crack-ass shit. No, that ain't, and I'll attest to that. Oh, man. This 9.69 just jumps out of you at some points. But now you know why I run on the levels I do. I mean, oh shit, turn that fan on, son. Oh man, that shit is gone. I'll just open that window, you'll be right. Got that chronic, son. Little bit of Hennessy. Oh man, it's sausages? pecan pudding. What you got on that?
I got 5 on it. I'ma drop that in the way.
Oh man, I can see them wrinkle neck brown trouts. Broccoli over here laying on the floor, not even in his bed. I had a nice little office jet, I don't even know what this thing is. Is this a printer? Mm-hmm. Fucking Black Friday sales are already happening out here. I'm going to try to get a photo for y'all on Instagram and Twitter of me in this Japanese swing, just so you know what's up. And I'll get it with, so you can see the ore. There's a fucking ore on the wall. Have you ever seen an ore on a wall? I haven't. Not unless I was at camp. Hakuna Matata or Jabberwocky. Shout out. This is fucking, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to deal with. I got fans spinning.
So you've never seen an ore above a picture of ores then?
Well, that's a good call. I've never seen an ore hanging across the wall over a portrait of ores that are seem like they are in mid-stroke. They're coming out of the water. That's what they are. Or just laying on the ground. In some rocks. Probably not good for the tails of the oars, but you'll get some abuse on that. But you know what? That's what these crew chiefs do. They don't give a fuck. Little dragon boat racers. They'll do whatever they got to do to win. And that's what it takes. Doing whatever you got to do. But at the peril of others, that's where the question gets skewed so many times. Where is the line you draw? Between the sausages. You know what I'm saying? This guy, it looks like, I mean, he's just slapping them together now, but he's almost making gumbo over there. Are you putting that into something?
Stuffing.
Say that out loud.
It's two types of sausages to putting in the stuffing.
He's a whisperer. So we have two types of sausage he's putting in the stuffing, and he's cooking the stuffing in a different dish other than the turkey. So he's talking about cooking the veggies before he puts the sausage in, because the sausage is already cooked, really. It just needs to, you know, the flavors need to mold together at some point. There's some beeps going on. Don't worry about that, folks. What'd you do? Put some fucking grease down there? Is this just steam?
Yep.
Oh, shit. This motherfucker, you know what? You smell apple?
Apple, wine,
we got that Francia, dude. I forgot about the fucking Francia. Anyway, folks, listen. There's nothing wrong. Listen, let me tell you. I've just never seen it. That's why I made a big comment about it. And always because I'm a scumbag and a jerk off. So the reason I made the comment. So my man's puts Franzia wine in the pan that the cookie.
Draws in white girls.
Exactly, no doubt about it. So I had to make a fucking comment. You got Franzia, man, and I mean, but there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good wine to use for cooking. If you're making a pasta sauce, put a little Franzia in there. Don't put the Moscato in there, but I mean, if you got a red wine, put it in there. If you got a red or white, you can put in with the turkey juices and it'd be the same. You know, I mean, well, you're going to get a little deeper with the red, but the white's a good one because it's going to add a nice bitterness, nice sweetness too. For all those drippings. And because that's where the gravy is. That's what we're talking about. I know Daddy knows how to make a roux. I've had his sausage gravy many times. I mean, I shouldn't say that. His sausage gravy, as in gravy that's made with sausage drippings, but the sausage is still in the pan. This I never did. And the first time I saw him do it, I was like, oh man, he's going to fuck this shit up. But I don't need your sausage gravy, bro. I said it the wrong way. I mean, I corrected. You know what? It's not the wrong way to say it. It's not the way I wanted to say it. Some people do like sausage gravy. And if you do, eat the sausage gravy. Or, I mean, do whatever you want to do with the sausage gravy. To me, though, that's not the most delectable treat. But I do like... But I do like the sausage gravy. So, when I saw the... My man, Lebanese Drake over here, when he was, I'm watching him cook now, so I'm watching him do all the, you know, all the side dishes and everything. When I first saw him make sausage gravy in a pan with sausage, he put the flour in when the sausage was still cooking. And I said, whoa. In my mind, I didn't say anything to him because I didn't want to put myself on Front Street that way and look like an idiot. And later I did become an idiot because in my mind, he proved me wrong. So what he did was he cooked the flour down while the sausage was still in there. So he skipped the step that most people shouldn't skip. I would say 90% of people shouldn't skip because you're saving yourself of draining the sausage out and using the rest of the grease to make the roux. Thus, you make sausage gravy, like sausage gravy and biscuits. You see what I'm saying? The easiest part is you put the flour in at like halfway of the sausage being cooked. That way the flour gets cooked out. You get a nice medium roux. You don't want dark roux. You're not making gumbo. You know what I'm saying? You're not making gumbo. You're making sausage gravy. So you want to have a blonde roux. You don't want to go too crazy. And so... I was like, this guy's fucked up, man, because this is not how you make gravy. But what he did, get the half and half, you do the half heavy cream, whatever you like to use, or you can just use milk, or you can use chicken broth and milk, or beef broth, or whatever. You can mix anything, just like making a bechamel, you know, different story, you add cheese and blah, blah, blah. But sausage gravy... He blew my mind with just throwing... I never seen that before. I've seen a lot of Food Network in my life. Never seen someone just throw flour in the sausage while it's cooking. And I've been on this for 5 minutes now, but I will tell you, you need to know that. Those are the things you need to do to expand on what you think you know. Get outside of the box, folks. Do not trap yourself within these confines that they want you in. Do you believe we're on fucking 42 minutes? Where the fuck did this go? What happened from 4 minutes when I could barely speak to 42 minutes? Was I pausing then?
3 drinks.
I still haven't even drinking these drinks, man. I'll take a photo of these. I've barely had a sip of any of these drinks. Look at this. Take a photo of this with me. Come on. The podcast is running. Take a Instagram photo with these fucking drinks. Fucking drink. I didn't have a drink. I'm sorry, I'm still recording, yes. So, I've maybe had 4 sips total out of all these drinks. For the listeners, I'm speaking to you. Obviously, Lebanese Drake knows I'm not talking to him because we've already had this discussion, so why would we repeat that performance? There's a lot of Snapchats and things popping up on the phone, so it's kind of blocking my mind right now, especially with all the accusations. Oh, there's something just fell on me, but it'll be all right. We'll just put that away. Okay, we're 42 minutes. Now we're past that. 44 minutes, almost 45. We should end at 45 minutes. It's 40 seconds from now. I can do this. Thanksgiving. I hope I named... Did I name all the people I was supposed to name here? Brooksy. Booska. Oh, man. It's like a fucking double dare. Netflix. Spotify. Apple. Steve Jobs. Bill Gates. Barack Obama. Donald Trump for the content. Grillo's Garage. Peace and love. Be cool, motherfuckers. 3